God bless you, dear heart dwellers. May the Lord give us courage, stamina, and obedience. The message that I have for you today is probably one of the most important ones I've ever written. My dear ones, the Lord Jesus has never been more serious than he is right now. We need to pray against World War III and examine our conscience deeply. As far as the prayers go, especially for those who are unprepared for death and do not know the Lord, the danger is very, very real. And the Lord has told me this is it. This is not a warning. This is it. And one of the things I'm praying against is what could be done to our nation with the nuclear submarine that they have that could set off a radioactive tsunami that would go maybe 500 miles inland from the ocean and completely destroy the East Coast. A terrible, terrible thing. So I'm asking that something will happen to stop this, or at least partially stop it, that the bombs won't go off the way they're set to go off. They won't detonate. But I'm afraid that we know that New York has been slated for destruction, and I believe that this is the hour when it's going to begin. And in Matthew 24, the Lord talks about a time that is unparalleled in the history of the world. And I believe we are right on the cusp of that happening right now. And I also believe the rapture will happen very quickly afterwards. The thing that is most important right now is that we are right with the Lord and that we are in the Lord, totally in the Lord, and that we're prepared to face the Lord, whether it be through death or through the moment of truth that he's promised to some Christian visionaries many years ago, that there would be an event where something would appear in the sky and everyone in the world would see it, but also that there would be a space of time, maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes, when everything in the world would stop, even the planes flying through the air, and everyone would be shown the condition of their souls before the Lord. And it's known in some circles as the sign. It will occur suddenly, and his angels will be sent out to mark those who have repented and want to live for him. In the space of a few minutes, everything will stop, and we will see the state of our souls before God. He is bringing this to us now because it's going to happen very soon, and we are not yet the spotless bride he wants to take home in the rapture. We are still wearing a stained wedding dress. The previous three messages talked about the judgment that is about to fall on America and the world. Jesus wants us to be ready to go to heaven with him, but we're not all ready. For those of you who really want to obey him, he's asking you to go very deep within yourself, asking the Holy Spirit to illuminate your conscience and confess those little foxes you've been tolerating all these years, so you will not have to go through a fire when he shows you your sins. Well, Jesus began speaking to me. I am asking all of you to take this much more seriously in prayer. When this war begins, it is going to be the beginning of hell on earth for Americans. You are not prepared. So I am asking you for more prayer, much more prayer and preparation, to have your conscience examined. Go deep, beloved ones. There are many things you were skating over. These will be a terrible embarrassment to you in the hour of your visitation. But if you handle them now by repentance and amendment of life, it will not be so. There is very little time to dig deep into your soul and confess the things that should not be there. So I suggest you get to work on it right away. He hasn't wasted any time with me. I've had to look at a lot of things that I'd kind of been glossing over. He continued, "My precious brides, these are the little things you gloss over that are really important to me and will appear as stains on your wedding gowns. They are the little foxes that you pass by and make excuses for. They are symptoms of a deeper cancer in your hearts, and I am drawing your attention to them now so that in that hour you will be full of joy and not remorse for not dealing with those hidden things. They appear like little bubbles on the surface of the ocean that tell you there are sharks below the surface. I want all the sharks out of your hearts and your lives. They misdirect you with their influence and steal graces, the ones I cannot give you yet because of those issues still in your life. Mother is working on hers now. I would like you all to get busy with those faults you excuse yourself for, that truly are signs of indifference towards me." Yes, and you know, indifference, disrespect, and coldness. Oh, I know it's so painful for the Lord when he sees that in me. He continued, "Complete dedication means that you want to get rid of all the aspects of your self-life and how these attachments build walls between us. Are you willing?" "Lord, I am willing to be made willing." "That's a start, and that's why I want you to spend more time in prayer and get holy readings so I may uncover these hidden blocks to my graces. And as far as the holy readings go, the scriptures, the Lord's Supper readings, Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Rhema book, the different books that we use for formation, the Imitation of Mary. Go and get Rhema's from those books to help you examine your conscience. Jesus continued, "You will be visited with a moment of crystal clear thinking when all these obstacles will be revealed to you. Recognize them now and work to erase them, or at the very least, ask me to help make you willing. I only reveal these things because I love you and want to impart to you my fullness. In the degree you can handle it, I want all of you operating from a higher place, above all the emotional commotion that will surround you. Please take this to heart and make an in-depth examination of your conscience. Repent before me and do your best to change these bad habits. I will forgive you, and I will give you the grace to change your life. Just give me your cooperation. And when that moment comes, when you can see yourself in my mirror, everything is exposed, and you know the state of your soul before God. When that very moment comes, you will not be in heartbreaking remorse. And on top of that moment is the war that is coming, the war to end all wars. We are in that season, dear ones. We are in that season. Let us clean our hearts out before the Lord and repent for the things we've been careless in doing and not doing. Let's really look at our lives through His mirror and not make excuses. That time is coming. We want to be ready. And please, pray for the world. Pray for the world. Pray for those who are not ready for the Lord, who don't know Him and are going to die. Please pray for them. We are expecting, as I have said in previous messages, a great tsunami. Ezekiel had a dream about fish flying through the air and octopus and all kinds of sea creatures flying through the air in a gas station. He was putting gas in the truck. And this tsunami will bring that kind of event. It will also shift the earth on its axis and cause monumental flooding around the world. So please, please be ready and ask your relatives to be ready to meet the Lord. The Lord bless you, dear ones. I'm praying for you. Pray for me too.